Tanya Ryan, she started this project. She got a Heritage Council grant in 2008 to record all these old alleys in Ireland. Now, being a PE teacher, my handball background and everything else like that, I mean, I was blown away by the numbers of handball alleys everywhere. So for years now, anywhere I go, I'm always looking for where are the old handball alleys and photographing them, because she's working in Germany. So I went to St. McCartan's in Monaghan, which is a secondary school.
Okay.
And typical of a lot of schools around Ireland, it had handball alleys. And everybody played at break time, lunch time. You'd run out, even a 10-minute break, just to play a game of winner stays on. And we called it shorts. And I remember, actually, when those courts were then roofed, they had All-Ireland finals in the courts. And there was one particular final, under 16. Now, my friends, we were 16. And this man, this boy from Tipperary, came in to play the final of the under 16. And it was Tony Ryan.
Oh, well, yeah.
And we called him Cuchulainn.
Yeah, he was.
Because
if you saw him, when I mentioned Jimmy Jacobs, this guy was
a Hulk. He was a complete athlete.
Yeah.
And such a handballer.
Yeah.
And of course, he won the All Ireland.
Yeah.
And we were saying, oh, that's Cuchulainn. I mean, that's what he reminded
the
me of.
The epitome of.
And
he went on to win
senior All Irelands.
Yeah.
In terms of the project to record all the old alleys, handball went indoors. So the old 60 by 30s got roofed, and then there was a door put on them. So that means that you couldn't necessarily just go in and play if you were coming home from school or whatever. And then this modern phenomena of insurance as well, where you can't do that because you're not insured or whatever. Whereas all the old alleys years ago used to be just open
for everyone.
And there was no such thing as insurance when we were
no,
children.
No, and when you talk about your school experience, why I asked where the outdoor or indoor is, when they're outdoor, you know, you play a great shot as a kid, everybody sees it. And you're the man or the woman, as the case may be. But, you know, in other words, it's visible. You play a great shot indoors, and unless there's an audience up on a gallery, nobody's there to see it. So there isn't the same reinforcement. So when Enda was young playing in outdoor alleys, everybody knew who the good kids were, and they got a certain elitist position that was visible.
But I look at all these old alleys and I think they're a part of our heritage. Communities built those, and there's some great examples of the community coming together, restoring the alley, doing it up and rejuvenating it again. And then there's other examples of them being torn down and demolished, and, you know, antisocial behaviour or whatever. There's some examples of really, really good alleys in excellent condition being knocked down. And for the life of me, I can't understand why.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it's because, you know, years ago, as you said, everybody in Boyle played handball. Like, it was the same everywhere. You know, they were all over the country. There were hundreds of them. If a sports facility was going to be built, it was going to be a handball alley. If you think of all the Garda stations, the army barracks, the fire brigade stations, secondary schools, they all had handball alleys before they ever had sports halls or anything else like that. So there was this great tradition. What I would love to see, though, is I'd love to see the old courts restored, because these are community. Like, I almost see them as... I remember having a school trip down to Glendalough, and we were passing the Round Tower, and I just heard a guy... This is a long time ago. This is like the 1980s. I heard this guy talking to tourists about the Round Tower. And he says, now we've two buildings in Ireland that are vernacular to Ireland. You will not find them anywhere else. And the Round Tower and the Handball Alley. And I thought, what?